Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, while D.C. occupiers continue to ignore and obstruct the president, President Donald Trump, while the mainstream media continues to hammer the Russian issues, people are dying. No, they're not dying from lack of health insurance. They're not dying because of that. They're dying because of the ignoring of our nation's laws, particularly our immigration laws. Sanctuary cities or states are not honorable to the U.S. citizens. Don't be fooled by their rhetoric of humanity. They're dying from brutal executions by ruthless gangs and drug smugglers and human traffickers. They're dying because they believe there is a sanctuary and money-hungry coyotes extort their passage. Not safe passage into the nation. And they are left in the back of trailers and trucks and railroad cars to die in the heat. They are dying because this nation has blown its ever-loving mind and forgotten how to take care of its own. You want to know why? Congress. Courts. State governors, city mayors, all turning a buck from somewhere to push unlawful, unconstitutional, and unsafe agendas. Don't blame the president. Blame Congress. Blame the corrupt judges. Blame the political parties for caring about party, more about party and less about we the people. This is out of hand. It's agenda-driven, money and greed led the way. My guest today, to confirm all that I say, I'm certain, and elaborate even more, is our good friend and defender, Michael Cutler, retired INS senior special agent. We welcome you back, Mike. It's been a while. How are you doing?
It has been, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for covering the topic. And you're right, the mainstream media won't only not talk about it, but will mislead the American people. It's straight out of George Orwell. You know, it's crazy. And as an immigration agent, I rotated through all the squads within the investigations branch. I was also the first INS agent assigned to the Unified Intelligence Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration. And then I was promoted to senior special agent. And worked up for 10 years with the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. So I had desks at the FBI, DEA, ATF. I worked with foreign governments as well as local and state police here in the United States. And one thing became abundantly clear. Now, without secure borders, and it's not just the Mexican border, it's the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
It's our 95,000 miles of coastline. It's our international airports, all providing entry for aliens who had malintent, whether it was to simply work illegally, which creates problems for American workers and lawful immigrant workers, whether it was because they were criminals or fugitives or terrorists or gang members, or whether they wanted to bring in their deadly cargo of drugs. You know, we've been talking, I've been writing, about the heroin problem for how many years now?
Oh, a long time.
And finally, Chuck Schumer, who will do nothing to secure the border, is jumping up and down about heroin addiction or opiate addiction. And by the way, that is directly attributable to the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, it is.
And the doctors who prescribe opiates for children when they should not be. You know, it's one thing if, God forbid, a child is suffering from a terminal illness. Anything you could do to make that suffering easier, to alleviate it, you have to do it. But the quickness with which those doctors whip out those prescription pads and whip out that prescription for Oxycontin and other similar opiates has created an unbelievable demand for the drugs. But here's what no one realizes. the demand for heroin has never been higher. The price for heroin has never been lower. That doesn't make sense if you think about supply and demand. When the demand goes up, the price goes up. The only way the price can go down with this higher demand is if you have an unlimited supply. Mm-hmm. That brings us back to border security. It brings us back to human trafficking and smuggling, because smugglers are smugglers are smugglers, and as we saw in Texas this past week, human beings are just cargo.
Yeah, that's all they are.
And they know it because
they're just a buck in the pocket.
Yes, and so understand. And, you know, people like to say, well, Mike Cutler's anti-immigrant. Mike Cutler lacks compassion. Let me tell you what. Those aliens, unless they were fugitives or criminals, and we don't know what motivates someone to come here illegally. Remember, they're not coming undocumented. That isn't even a real word. That's Orwellian, and I'm going to read a couple of sentences from Orwell in a moment. They enter without inspection, and they are trespassing, and they evade the inspections process that's conducted at ports of entry, and I did that job for the first 4 years of my career, and it's designed to keep out aliens with dangerous diseases, criminal histories, involvement with terrorism, gangs, fugitives from justice, and so forth. So if you sneak into the country, and it's not just from Latin America, because I've arrested people from the four corners of this planet, then you pose a threat. But the people in the back of that truck were very, very desperate. And to get in the back of a trailer that has no seats, no air supply, no air conditioning, no amenities whatsoever, be jammed in there like a side of beef, 100 people. Think about that, 100 people in a tractor trailer. Mm. Boy, I thought the New York City subways were congested.
Oh, good grief.
And now imagine that, and I've worked on cases like this. This is a level of desperation that's hard to comprehend, but understand that the desperation didn't only drive them to get into the back of that truck or the trailer, but they were willing to then come here and be exploited, because the reason that people intentionally hire illegal aliens, the reason that people in corporations willingly file visa applications for H-1B visa workers when they have dedicated, loyal, talented, and experienced Americans who've been working for them for years and very successfully, is because they don't give a damn about morality. They don't give a damn about human dignity. All they care about is the almighty dollar. And that's all the politicians care about. I was not allowed to take a cup of coffee on duty when I was an agent. When I got an award from the Japanese government, not Mexican, Japanese government, for helping them with a smuggling case, a drug smuggling case, before I could take the medal home that they gave me, it was a police medal, there was a proxy ceremony held in Japan, my bosses had to decide whether or not the materials it was made out of were worth less than $35. They decided it was worth about $30, so I got to keep it. Could you imagine how different America would be if our politicians operated under a similar constraint? If you don't think that those big fat checks written by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, by the way, you have members of Congress from both parties who belong to AILA, the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Interesting.
So understand, why do you think comprehensive reform, had they passed it, and you know I came to refer to it as the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act, because we would have been giving lawful status to millions of people without the capacity to interview them, let alone do a field investigation. Then Senator Jeff Sessions quoted me on three separate days from the floor of the Senate during the contentious floor debate. Of course, he's now an attorney general under fire. But understand, this is all about money and greed, and so that's where the problems emanate.
And you know, you have said it before, and we're going into a break, but we have said it before, that this issue involves all the issues, and it always,
yes,
Mike, it always comes back to money. And these I'm so upset with Congress, Democrat and Republicans alike.
Absolutely.
They're just getting rich off of our... off of us. That's what they're doing.
Hastert went to Washington worth $300,000. From what I understand, he was worth millions when he left 9 years.
We're going to give the phone number 877-895-5410 and Mike and Beth Ann. We're a little irate today, but we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Michael Cutler. He's a retired agent from the INS, senior special agent. We like calling him our super agent here on CSC Talk Radio. And things have been going on. And you know, Mike, with the courts defying the president, and you know, with this tragedy that happened this week with the death, they're blaming that on the president.
Wow. You know, people would not cross the border. You know, Chuck Grassley, and I've been before, I think we're up to 17 congressional hearings in the House and Senate. Most recently, I testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee at the invitation of Senator Chuck Grassley, another one of my few heroes in the Congress and the Senate. And it was about comprehensive reform, you know, how to make the system work. Now, what I had said was that the policies of the Obama administration, because this was during the Obama administration, I said, in essence, his policies had fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. Pardon me. And for those folks, the finish line is the border of the United States. People run the border when they are convinced that they stand a good chance of evading detection, making money, and sending it back to their starving families. And so when you have sanctuary cities, what you have is encouragement for aliens to do whatever it takes to run whatever risk they have to run in order to get into the United States to make that illegal buck. And in point of fact, and this is something most people don't realize, one of the big lies that you're hearing from some chiefs of police who are just really ventriloquist dummies to the mayors they work for, because they lose their job if they no longer enjoy the support of their mayor.
Yes.
So they have to tout the company line or go away. Well, if we enforce the immigration laws, then poor aliens who are raped and victimized won't come forward. We won't know what's going on. It's going to make our communities dangerous. That is one of the biggest lies I've ever heard. You know, I do a lot of speaking events around the country. In fact, if anybody in the audience knows of opportunities, they can reach me, of course, through you, Beth, or they can contact me through my own website, Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. And so I was addressing an executive board meeting about 10 years ago for the International Association of Chiefs of Police. These were commissioners and police chiefs, whatever their title, from all over the United States. And most of them, 90%, came up to me after my presentation and said I was completely right, but if they dared to whisper the truth in public, they would be fired in a New York minute. And what's the truth? Mm-hmm. Effective immigration law enforcement and cooperation by police with federal immigration authorities makes communities much safer. It's the members of the ethnic immigrant communities, not just the Latino community. This focus on Latinos is racism, bigotry, and profiling.
Yes.
I spent years as an immigration agent where I didn't speak to, let alone arrest, a single Spanish-speaking alien. I've arrested criminal aliens from the Middle East, Europe, Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, Canada, you name it, I've probably put handcuffs on them. This has nothing to do with Latinos, and when you talk about the Latino voter, if you believe Latinos have different values, if you believe Latinos vote differently and think differently, by definition, you are a racist and a bigot. Americans are Americans are Americans. And I don't care if you lean to the left, the right, or the center, we all want the military to keep us safe from our enemies overseas. We all want the police to keep our streets free of drugs and gangs, and we all want the schools to do a good job of educating our kids so that any American, irrespective of what I call the superficial issues, race, religion, ethnicity, or gender, any American has a shot at the American dream if he or she is willing to work hard, study hard, and benefit from a little bit of good luck thrown in. So when people talk about the Latino voter, nonsense, it's a lie, run for your life, you're dealing with a bigot, number one. Number two, as an immigration agent assigned to Unified Intelligence at DEA, as an immigration agent assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, one of my primary responsibilities was to use my authority as an immigration agent to cultivate informants and cooperating witnesses. When an alien falls victim to a crime, and I've testified before Congress about this, when an alien falls victim to a crime, even if he or she is here illegally, first of all, unless there's a criminal warrant, police aren't going to care about the person's immigration status. That's lunacy. It's a lie, and it's, again, this campaign of vilification against police and law enforcement. We're just the evil people. Number two, if an alien who's here illegally is a victim of a crime and cooperates with law enforcement to provide actionable intelligence, we can give them visas and enable them to stay here. If they're here illegally and they simply have solid information and they're not the victim of a crime, we can give them visas, and depending on the nature, quality, and ongoing relationship we develop with them, we can even provide them with lawful immigrant status and help them bring their family members here. There is no stronger incentive to get community cooperation among the immigrants than the visas that we offer those who come forward and help us. So when we hear these lies, but you see, it's lie after lie. Look at the mainstream media, and I don't care if you want to talk about so-called quote-unquote conservative television programs or liberal, they're all the same, because if you are in favor of a secure border, what label are you given? Anti-immigrant.
Right.
If you favor anarchy so that the criminals come into the country, you're pro-immigrant. And so that's where it begins. The President of the United States promulgated an executive order that is consistent with things that such past presidents as Jimmy Carter has done, to order that we not allow certain aliens into the United States from countries that cannot be properly vetted, can't be screened. What are they calling it on all the mainstream television networks? I don't care which one. With the exception of Newsmax, One American News Network, Blaze TV, The Dana Show, because I'm on those shows frequently, and they know that I have no tolerance for this nonsense. This is not a travel ban. And it's not about the fact that these are citizens of Muslim-majority countries. All they would have to do to clear up the misunderstandings is to tell their audience the name of the executive order. You've never heard the name of that executive order because that would get people to understand the truth. Let me give you the name of the executive order. Tell me, Beth Ann, how ambiguous is it? Protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States. That is the name of the executive order that was signed by President Trump. Protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States. Where have you heard that?
You don't. You don't
hear
that.
Right. You know why? Because they want to call it a travel ban. They want to accuse him, just like this business about the Latino voter, oh, this is about Muslims. No, it's not. It's about terrorists. And so you have the Supreme Court come out with their ruling that if people have a bona fide relationship, and I want to know how you determine bona fide, because a lot of fraud is committed, with not only people in the United States, they didn't even say U.S. citizens. So if you've got an illegal alien aunt in the United States, I guess that would qualify. So if you have a relationship with people already in the United States or with an entity, and what's the entity? Schools, employers, or anyone who may have hired somebody to give a speech in the United States. So who are we leaving out? Nobody. Now, how many terrorists have family members? Almost all of them do. Think about the Tsarnaev brothers. Think about what happened with the San Bernardino attack where the whole family got involved, and in fact it was the fiancé who came to the United States on a K-1 visa who seemed to have provided the impetus for the attack in the first place. But the Supreme Court said, no, if you've got a fiancé, if you've got a family member. So they go back to Judge Watson. There's another suit filed, and Watson weighs in again from Hawaii, and he says, what do you mean, mother, father, brother, sister? This should include grandparents. This should include aunts and uncles and brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law. This should include cousins.
Third cousins, fourth cousins, fifth down the line.
Doesn't matter.
How many removed?
So now DNA testing doesn't matter. So basically anyone willing to lie, and we know from the 9/11 commission, and you know I provided testimony to the commission, immigration fraud, people lying on applications for visas or immigration benefits, was the primary method of entry and embedding for the terrorists. And not just on 9/11, but they look back to the preceding decade and found that of 94 terrorists they could identify, at least 59 used some form of immigration fraud. I would argue that it was 100%.
And we're going into a break. I want to talk about this when we come back. I want to talk about some of the things that have actually happened where we found terrorists in Hawaii. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Michael Cutler. He's retired senior special agent with the INS, and we're talking about immigration, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Michael Culler, retired senior special agent. I still like super agent. It's just easier to say. And we're talking about immigration. And when we went into the commercial, we were talking about some of the things. We know that the courts are corrupt. There's no other way to get around that. We know that they're following an agenda. And just like my monologue said, it's led by greed.
Yep.
Whether it's greed for money, you always got to follow the money, or greed for power, an agenda. We seem to be following socialism instead of our constitutional republic, and it just goes on and on and on. They will blame everything on the current president, and yet they do everything to obstruct what he wants to do, not giving him a chance. The health bill. You know, I'm against it, but that's besides the point. They're making big issues out of that. We have people dying on both sides of the line here,
yep.
Whether it's the illegal immigrants coming in or the citizens here in the United States. We have people dying on both sides of this because they refuse to follow the federal laws on immigration and the rule of law. And that bothers me when it's happening in the courts and they pick apart every single thing this president says or does.
Well, look, you know, people, when they looked at Obama, they talked about Saul Alinsky and all this other business. I'm going to tell you what's being done and how it's being done.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I started out as an engineering major. I have an oldest son who is an engineer. My youngest son just finished his third year of engineering school, but my degree was in communications, arts, and sciences. I was going to teach debate on the college level. Look at what's happening on college campuses, and I've participated in debates clear across the country. I've been at Yale Law School, Columbia Graduate School of Journalism, Columbia Law School. I've been at Chapman Law School out on the West Coast, and you name the places, I've been there. Debates are being shut down across the United States. The reason for shutting down debate is then the other side doesn't have to face a worthy opponent who will show the flaws of their reasoning to enlighten people. That is why when there is a revolution, the first thing that the rebel sees are the means of communication. They seize newspapers, they seize radio stations, they seize television stations to control the flow of information. If you read the book 1984, it was required reading when I went to high school, but no longer is. But my kids had to read it because I'm their father. They have to suffer with me. But the point is, it's such an important book. George Orwell was so prescient. He was such a man ahead of his time.
Yes.
Now, one of the artifices, one of the creations of 1984 was the notion of newspeak. And everyone talks about newspeak, but I wonder how many people really know what it means. So I'm going to read a quick paragraph, because from now on, folks, when you listen to the news, think about newspeak. When you see people twittering, not using full sentences, not using clear language, think about newspeak, and here it comes. This was found in the appendix of the book 1984. I urge you, get the book. It's an easy read. It's not big. It's not voluminous, but it will alter your perceptions of the world forever. Here we go. The purpose of newspeak was not only to provide a medium of expression for the world view and mental habits proper to the devotees of Ingsoc. Ingsoc was newspeak for English Socialist Party, Ingsoc. Mm. But to make all other modes of thought impossible. It was intended that when newspeak had been adopted once and for all, and old speak, that's what we speak today, folks, and old speak forgotten, a heretical thought, that is a thought diverging from the principles of Ingsoc, the English Socialist Party, should be literally unthinkable, at least so far as thought is dependent on words. Its vocabulary was so constructed as to give exact and often very subtle expression to every meaning that a party member could properly wish to express while excluding all other meanings and also the possibility of arriving at them by indirect methods. This was done partly by the invention of new words, but chiefly by eliminating undesirable words and by stripping such words as remained of unorthodox meanings and so far as possible of all secondary meanings whatsoever. To give an example, the word free still existed in newspeak, but it could only be used in such statements as this dog is free from lice or this field is free from weeds, but it could not, however, be used in its old sense of politically free or intellectually free, since political and intellectual freedoms no longer existed even as concepts and were therefore of necessity nameless. When they eliminate the word alien, this is an example of newspeak.
Right.
The term alien is not an insult the way that they would have you believe. They open borders, immigration, anarchists. The term alien under our laws is defined as simply any person, not a citizen or national of the United States. Where's the insult? It doesn't say that you're stupid, you smell bad, you're ugly. No, you're not a citizen, you're an alien.
It doesn't define a color either.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
It's like
just
saying,
Beth Ann
is my friend, but she's not my relative, and if you knew my family, that's probably a good thing, but that's for another day. But the point is, it's a statement of fact, and it's recognized universally in international law. But if you eliminate the notion that there are aliens and citizens, and as the Supreme Court just ruled, if you have people in the United States, immigration becomes irrelevant. If there's no longer a distinction between legal immigration and illegal immigrants, something started by Jimmy Carter, then it doesn't matter how you come here. When Chuck Schumer can demand that we enact 5-year penalties under federal law for trespassers who trespass on critical infrastructure or national landmarks, but then says that when people trespass on America, they've become entitled to citizenship. You've entered the George Orwell zone. You see, this is about eliminating the words. When the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, you can't disturb those families, haven't families been involved in terrorism? I could go case by case by case. If you go to Front Page Magazine, I write for them almost every week. My latest article is about the Supreme Court ruling. You realize that terrorists, in fact, do have families. Sometimes the entire families get caught up and involved in terrorism. When you say keep people out, don't let them be kept out of the schools. You know, February 24th, 1998, Senator Dianne Feinstein spoke at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on foreign terrorists operating in the United States. She challenged three things: the notion of the visa waiver program, which I've been screaming about for years. She said maybe we shouldn't be giving visas to aliens that come from countries that sponsor terrorism, exactly what Trump is trying to do. And then she said maybe we shouldn't be providing education to teach those aliens from those dangerous countries nuclear physics and biochemistry, because we're teaching our enemies how to make weapons of mass destruction. So how did schools become so sacrosanct that the United States Supreme Court, in the middle of a war on terror, when we see almost weekly attacks around the world, and we've seen them here often enough, too often, could say, well, we can't split up families, we can't deprive schools of their foreign students. And, you know, when the president initially implemented his executive order before the lawsuits started, and the ACLU employs a tactic they call lawfare. You heard of warfare? This is lawfare, where they don't throw soldiers at you. They throw lawyers at you. I'd rather deal with soldiers. So they went crazy. There were riots. Oh, my God, the president has kept 200 people out of the United States. They were on airplanes. They had visas. And mean Donald Trump pulled the rug out from under them. Do you know in 2013, for that entire year, how many aliens were denied entry into the United States at ports of entry by Customs and Border Protection inspectors? Guess how many?
I have no clue.
Are you ready for this number?
I'm ready.
All right, Beth.
Sitting down.
It was 200,000.
Amazing.
And President Obama was in the Oval Office. That's why we have inspectors at airports.
Right.
The visa, when an alien is required a visa, only gets the alien in to see the inspector. The visa requirement can keep terrorists off of airplanes. Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, as a Brit, didn't need a visa to get on the plane. Massawi, the 20th hijacker from France, didn't need a visa to get on the plane. But just because you're in front of an inspector is no guarantee you will be admitted.
And we're going into a break. We've got to admit that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Michael Cutler, and we're talking about immigration, illegal and legal. And we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have been visiting with Michael Cutler. He is the retired senior special agent, and we have been talking about immigration. The illegal and legal immigration is a problem in the United States. It seems that our elected officials and the courts have fallen into some kind of a power bucket where they want to make money rather than keep America safe. Mike was telling us about something Dianne Feinstein was saying several years ago, and she's done a complete turnabout in her attitude.
I'm back with you, Beth.
Okay, good deal. I didn't tell them we lost you, but I didn't tell
them. There you go.
I was just kind of faking it there. But I wanted to talk about Senator Feinstein because she has done a complete turnabout because she's the opposite now. Oh, absolutely. Of course,
look,
we know it's always when they're looking for a vote, but.
Well, no. You see, what's really happened is that the Chamber of Commerce, with the Citizens United decision where unlimited amounts of money are being pumped into campaigns, has changed the climate. Mm-hmm. And not with Feinstein alone, with all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I've done all those hearings. In fact, you know I testified 6 months after 9/11 when it was discovered to everyone's shock and horror that Muhammad Atta, the ringleader, and another individual, al-Shehhi, had both been granted authorization by immigration to attend flight school as students 6 months after the attack. So by then the whole world knew they were dead, knew they had been terrorists. The computer company hired by immigration went ahead and gave them authorization to become students. Again, the Supreme Court saying that students are sacrosanct, we can't stop students, right? Think about that. So back then at that hearing, almost every single member of Congress at that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing ranted and raved, immigration failed us, we're allowing terrorists in. When they get in, we've got to track them down, we've got to secure the border, we've got to know who's here. One or two congressmen said, well, you know, we got to be careful, we got terrorists and we got this and we got that. But the bulk of the members of Congress, 6 months after 9/11, didn't care about the tourists. They cared about the failures of the immigration system that enabled the terrorists into the United States. George W. Bush created an unwieldy system for immigration that flew in the face of the Homeland Security Act that was the enabling legislation. 44 months after 9/11, and the irony didn't hit me until after the hearing, and I was angry at myself for not realizing it. And the irony is, 44 months after 9/11, we were still looking, according to the GAO, at mission statements and priorities for immigration law enforcement. 44 months after Pearl Harbor, the war was over. So here we are, 44 months after 9/11, and at that hearing, John Hostetler, a Republican, he was the chairman of the House Immigration Subcommittee, I testified for John at least 7 or 8 times, said that the way that DHS was configured made it impossible to secure the borders, enforce the law, or protect the American people from terrorists. It was done by George W. Bush. The complaint that I had worked with Congress over and for quite some time was what I call the dual mission problem. You had, on the one hand, the immigration benefits, and you had the immigration enforcement. You had district directors with no enforcement background dictating how the agents were supposed to do their job. And I said, you need to spin off enforcement from service and put everybody involved with enforcement under one roof. Border Patrol, the inspectors at the airports, and the special agents who do interior enforcement. And interior enforcement was always neglected, except Trump is now trying to do something about it because of Jeff Sessions. And so I called it the Immigration Enforcement Tripod. Instead, what did Bush do? He cut immigration into 3 separate agencies, blended immigration with Customs, with TSA, with the Secret Service, with all kinds of programs, and made it impossible for immigration agents to work cohesively. And most of the people put in management positions had 0 experience in immigration. Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Compion, were arrested for doing their job on the border when they engaged a drug smuggler, and the prosecutors didn't tell the attorneys defending the 2 Border Patrol agents that that piece of trash that was shot in the rear end, as it turned out, had an extensive background as a drug smuggler. So both political parties got us into this mess. Ronald Reagan not only gave us the first amnesty, not only failed to hire more agents to address the problem in the first place, but provided a confidentiality clause in the amnesty program so I could not share an amnesty file with the FBI without a court order. So if some FBI agent came running into my office and said, Mike, there's a guy running loose with an atom bomb in Midtown Manhattan, do you have a photo? If the only place I had a photo was in the amnesty file, and if I gave that photograph to the FBI, I was looking at 5 years in a federal jail.
That's just absurd. It really
is.
You
see, both parties have done this out of a desire for globalism.
Absolutely.
And what Obama did led to the emergence of MS-13, going back to the surge of unaccompanied minors. They just had hearings about MS-13. In fact, President Trump is heading to Long Island on Friday. I began investigating MS-13 on Long Island here in New York 25 years ago. It was a minor problem. It has become a major catastrophe by not so benign neglect. 40 states are now infected with this deadly gang that's recruiting 8-year-old children, and their motto is kill, rape, control. Think about that. It's both parties. It's about greed. It's about money. It's about power, as you said, and they don't care about the average American. And a final thought. All this talk about family reunification, why does it never include American families or even lawful immigrant families or anybody who lose family members to aliens who have no right to be in our country, whether we're talking about terrorists or drunk drivers or drug dealers, and then they lose their family members? Steve King did a study based on my testimony at a hearing that I did and found out that at least 7,000 people per year are losing their lives in the United States because of aliens who shouldn't be here.
You know, I heard.
Why does that never make a headline?
Yes, and I heard somebody on mainstream media, and I don't remember their name because I don't watch them. But they were saying it was about a drunk driver that happened to be an illegal alien, had been deported more than once, and this and that and that and this. Well, he didn't have to be an illegal alien to be a drunk driver. could have been a citizen.
No, they're right.
But it wasn't. That particular one wasn't, and it could have been stopped had we been doing the law.
That's the point. You use whatever tools you have. Al Capone was a murderer. He was a gangster, an extortionist. He sold women into prostitution, forced them into it. And what are they charging with? Tax evasion. You use the tools that you have to get people off the street who pose a threat to our safety. But you see, when I testified before the New York State Senate, they said, well, these people are going to drive anyway. We may as well give them licenses. I said, well, you know what? Convicted felons are going to carry guns anyway. Why don't we give convicted felons carry permits and firearms training? If you could improve their accuracy, they wouldn't hit so many bystanders. And maybe we can convince them to use trigger locks between their crimes.
Make sure they got ammo. We're out of time, Mike. I want to visit so much more. We're going to have to schedule another one real soon because
love to do it.
We've missed you. It's my fault. I'm the one who didn't make the call. But thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you have done all your life to keep America safe. It is up to all of us. We all have an obligation to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.